Our order for today, it's going to be LD 1084, followed by LD 1053, then 725, and finally 1042. That said, I would like to open the hearing today on LD 1084, which is an act to enhance wildlife conservation efforts and preserve sporting heritage by making the elements of a hunter safety course a part of public school curriculum. Good morning.
Good morning. To the Joint Standing Committee on Education, co-chairs Senator Rafferty and Representative Brennan, and esteemed members of the committee, I offer my thanks for taking the time to allow me to introduce LD 1084, an act to enhance wildlife conservation efforts and preserve sporting heritage by making the elements of a hunter safety course a part of public school curriculum. The bill's concept includes a nuanced relationship on education, legislation, and conservation dating back to the beginning of the 20th century that has made the U.S. and Maine a world leader in wildlife conservation and habitat management. My name is Donnie Ardell, and I represent House District 6, which is a series of towns in central and southern Aroostook County. Maine is renowned for its sporting opportunities, but that reputation was earned and not always the case. In the early part of the 20th century, wildlife habitat depletion, largely through mechanized farming and irresponsible farming or forestry techniques, put Maine's once abundant wildlife in severe decline, with fear of some species, such as moose, disappearing altogether. Congress understood that, and in 1937, the Federal Aid in Wildlife Restoration Act, 16 U.S.C. 669, commonly known as the Pittman-Robertson Act, was enacted. Pittman-Robertson redirected an existing 11% federal excise tax on the wholesale price of shotguns, rifles, and ammunition, and a 10% tax on handguns to U.S. states for conservation efforts such as wildlife management, habitat improvement, and hunter education. After the excise tax has been collected, Pittman-Robertson funds are allocated to U.S. states by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, in part through matching funds provided as grants for state-managed wildlife restoration projects. State buy-in to those projects eligible for the grants can be as low as 25%, with Pittman-Robertson funds, federal funds, fulfilling the remaining 75%, creating a 3-to-1 ratio of federal to state funds. Those state funds used to access Pittman-Robertson allocations are typically sourced through hunting license fees paid to the state, as well as fees on tags for additional game opportunities or game species, such as antlerless deer tags or tagging fees. Through this allocation method, any given U.S. state is limited to no more than 5% and no less than half of 1% of total Pittman-Robertson allocations, which last year were $1.4 billion nationwide. I know that that's a lot to take in, but the main takeaway is that any given U.S. state's access to critical wildlife conservation funds hinge on sportsmen and women buying licenses. But those license sales are statistically dropping. With fewer licensed hunters, especially in Maine, Maine loses the ability to access that matching Pittman-Robertson funding for wildlife conservation and loses the funding to acquire and manage critical wildlife habitat to other states. So essentially, other states that sell more hunting licenses get more of the share of what last year was $1.4 billion. The Maine Hunter Safety Course is necessary training to be able to acquire a license as a 16-year-old and older, and when the course is passed, is valid for life. The Hunter Safety Course covers numerous topics such as concept of habitat and modern wildlife conservation, survival and first aid, landowner relations, hunter ethics, Maine hunting laws, hands-on practice of safe firearms handling, hands-on instruction of map and compass and outdoor survival, and information about game species, biology, and ecology. While some of the information is hunting specific, much or even most of it is necessary to know in an emergency or even to avoid being in an emergency in the first place. Best of all, the course certification never expires and is valid for life. In fact, I knew a college professor who had taken the course as a youth and never used it until her 50s, when she became an avid upland bird hunter after rescuing a bird dog who needed more exercise than the bird dog was getting. The classroom materials for the hunter safety course are already published, and there's a provision for much of it to be optionally conducted online. The safety course materials are funded through the very Pittman-Robertson Act matching funds that the license fees are able to unlock for Maine, and trained instructors already exist. From someone who has personally volunteered to fill in full-day blocks of applied constitutional law presentations to Holton High students, I can say the teachers probably wouldn't mind the break. Teaching the course in schools is a small investment that can provide big conservation payoffs overall to the state of Maine. But in preparing this presentation, I asked myself the question, do schools really need to be mandated to teach something else, something more? And what is the role of local control within this piece of proposed legislation? The answers are that this is more than just another mandate and is a first step with a lifetime ticket in hand to engaging in Maine's natural world with an informed and conservationally grounded mindset. It is a ticket so valuable, it both protects and enhances our natural resources while providing the holder a lifetime challenge that can, if you're patient, good, and lucky, can provide clean, free-range table fare for your friends and family, or for food pantries through the Hunters for the Hungry program. And all that is aside from friendships forged and the thrill of engaging Maine's natural beauty away from a screen. In closing, education about conservation, the Maine Hunter Safety Course, and the associated federal funding that is both funded by and provides access to, is a program in its 86th year that has reintroduced the wild turkey and allowed Maine's moose to thrive. It's a feedback loop of education, engagement, and funding that is in danger of losing steam. Making the course a part of Maine's school curriculum strengthens a critical part of that relationship and provides an opportunity, a golden ticket, for a lifetime of challenge and natural engagement in Maine's forest. Thank you for your time and your careful consideration of this bill. Oh, and on the back, I added a couple pages from the Maine IFNW work site or website regarding Maine hunter safety and how it can be engaged and kind of basics about what it involves.
Thank you. We have questions from committee members. Yes, Senator.
Hi, nice to see you this morning.
Thank you.